Like, who are you on tour with now? Because this is the second half of the US tour, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just like doing headlines by ourselves at the moment, just like picking up a local act to support us everywhere we go, I think. And we got two radio festivals on the weekend. I'm not actually too sure where they are. I think one's in Chicago, though. And they're pretty big. I think they're like 30,000-40,000, so that'd be good playing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much small clubs until the weekend, until we get on the plane to get home.
Cool. So will you be home fairly soon?
Probably about Wednesday, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Not this Wednesday coming, the Wednesday afterwards. But I think we all need a bit of a break because we're all just completely stuffed.
Yeah, right. Now, I have to
ask... How's Perth going?
It's actually sunny. It hasn't stopped being sunny.
Really?
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
Yeah, what's happening in the music scene over there?
Jebediah have signed.
Yep, I knew about that one.
Knew about that. There's a few other in the wind sort of things, like...
Good stuff.
Yeah.
That time.
Yeah.
The show we played in London, which was pretty much half full of Australians, so it was actually, we felt well back home again.
Yeah.
There was about three or four people from our first ever gig as Fuzzwell. They were actually at the gig in London.
Cool.
So we kind of felt really at home.
Cool. Now, yeah, so what's the thing about, like, Australian radio airplay in London? Is there much of that?
I don't know, actually, to be quite honest. I never actually got a chance. Radio airplay in London by BBC One and BBC Two, and just it's pretty much as crap. So I'm not sure if it's like stuff's really based in radio much. It's more based around like just word of mouth and live music and stuff like that. So, and TV as well. TV is actually very, very important over there.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of a whole different kettle of fish in London, as far as I can tell.
And I have to ask you about Netherlands, because, do you know about the awards you won at the Whammies and stuff like that?
Yes, I do. My girlfriend did call me and tell me.
Yeah.
And we'd like to say a big thank you, and I'd like to thank my manager and my mum and my dead cat and my girlfriend.
Oh no, it's your cat dead.
And we caught the ferry over to Paris, to France, and went to Paris, got hassled out by customs, and played a show in Paris to a lot of people, and I learned some French phrases, and...
Are you 18?
Yeah. Oh, no. No. We're nice boys, we don't do that sort of thing.
I play guitar, so...
That's right. No, I learned how to say... I dig France, and we're ammonia from Australia. Want to say it?
Yes.
Des your pair de France, or that's like, I really dig France, or des your pair de Paris, is I really dig Paris. And nous sommes ammonia australi. They all clap.
Oh, nice.
When you speak their language. Actually, French people are really weird, because they think Australians hate them. It's like we had to explain to them, like, we don't hate them, we just hate their politicians.
Yeah, right.
It took a little while, but they had their politicians as well, so it was okay, we got them really cool. Anyway, after France, we went to Amsterdam, and as soon as we got into Amsterdam, actually, we weren't even in Amsterdam, we were about, like, half an hour out of the city, we went to a coffee shop, and, yeah.
Had coffee.
Kind of, coffee. Yeah, we drank a lot of coffee. We bought little bags of coffee. And we sat around smoking the coffee, and we didn't really stop for the whole day.
we've got Suzy Q was released here not long ago, and they're only getting in the US Sleepwalking in the next, this week or so, aren't they? Or was it last week?
They're getting in a box.
In a box, yeah, right. The single box, or the EP?
Like a different mix of the actual album version.
Yeah, with an extra verse.
Yes.
Now, what's the extra verse say?
Sorry?
What does the extra verse say?
I think it's like the famous last one.
Now, why did you put another verse in?
I didn't. The guy that actually mixed it did it.
Oh.
So I had the choice of actually going with the album version of it or the actual remix of it, which was a bit longer, and they actually added a verse into it. And when I actually heard the remix, I thought, shit, I really wish I'd written a song like that.
Oh, really?
And that kind of made my mind up. I thought, gee, that's much better like it is. I think that the kind of structure of the song as it was good, but this guy just didn't seem to have a really good version of it, so
yeah.
We kind of went with that.
Who was that? Who remixed it?
Right. He's apparently very expensive and very good, but we didn't know. Who actually showed it to us. We just went, oh yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Shows you how much bloody control we've got over here, doesn't it? Without us even telling you. But, I think he's done stuff like Soundgarden and Soul Asylum and all this kind of stuff. He did actually do a really good job on it, so we couldn't really complain.
Yeah.
But when we actually heard it, I was actually so impressed. I said, you're probably better off releasing that as a single.
Mm.
It just sounds a lot better.
Yeah, what was the differences in crowds there? Because, like, Skunk and Nancy would be a lot different from you guys, wouldn't they?
Oh, they were massively different from us. Like, for the first 2 weeks. Actually, no, I think for pretty much the whole tour, it was just, like, weird. Because they are just so different to us. But at first, it was just like, what the fuck are we doing playing with this band? This is so stupid. They don't sound anything like us. The sort of people that are into us aren't going to be into Skunk and Nancy, and the sort of people who are into Skunk and Nancy aren't going to be into us. And so for pretty much the entire time, we're actually swapping headlines, so people would either come and see us then leave, and Skunk and Nancy would be playing to no one, or Skunk and Nancy would play, everyone would come along and see them, then when we played, they'd leave, kind of thing.
Mm.
So it was kind of a really bad mismatch in some respects, but at the same time, people who wanted to see us saw us, and people who wanted to see them saw them. But we actually got on really, really well as bands. We hung out with them when we went back to London.
Yeah, right.
Lovely, lovely people.
Hmm. That'd be fantastic, hanging out with, like, Skunk and Nancy in London. Phew.
No, it was good, actually. They took us out to all the good spots. It was really cool.
Yeah.
They're really good people. Not as scary as everyone seems to make them out to be. But really lovely bunch of people.
Yeah, right.
The main question we're kind of getting is, like, a lot of the times we're actually getting compared to Silverchair, and I think to a lot of Australian kind of people, they kind of go, what the fuck? But if you're an American and you kind of look at us and Silverchair, I mean, it's ridiculous. It seems ridiculous to me having them compare us, but we're both Australian bands, we're both three pieces, and we've both had the same record label and the same producer. And as a result of that, I think people over here have assumed that we actually sound like Silverchair. A lot of people actually thought we were about 16 or 17.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and like, it's just taken a million interviews to say, look, for fuck's sake, we're Australian, we're a three-piece, but we're in our mid-20s, we don't sound fucking like fucking Silverchair. So please stop asking us those questions.
Yeah, right.
It's cool, it's just, we just like, you know, just be pleasant, we're as pleasant as we possibly can.
Mm.
And answer the question. That's not too bad.
Have you done any TV? Because I'd really like to see Scary Al on TV.
We have done, actually. But what have we done? We've done French TV. Done, a state kind of Here in the US, we did like state versions of MTV kind of thing. Haven't done MTV or anything like that. But yeah, just like little bits here and there, but not a lot.
Yeah.